Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Brown's back practicing, coming up in the hour. They're going to be back on the practice field in Berea. Bye week, schmy week. It's over. Back to football. Here we go. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin.
Wow, I am really pumped up after that speech.
I'm guessing Scott Petrick is too. He covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. He writes, all of his work is available at brownzone.com. Bye week's over, Scott. Here we go.
I know. I'm heading out to practice right now.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, man.
He's pumped. Well, he didn't say that, but he's pumped. I'm going to go ahead and say it for you.
I miss practice when they don't practice.
See? There you go. So riddle me this one, my friend.
Yeah.
Bye weeks, especially in the middle of the season, always seem to be a great time to take a look at your football team and maybe tweak some things, maybe adjust some things. If you're Kevin Stefanski, you got anything big that you want to adjust as you get done and you get ready to play the Jets coming up on Sunday?
I mean, you look at, could he change play calling? Could he give that to Tommy Rees? To me, that'd be the biggest adjustment he could make. I'm not convinced that that would have a positive impact, but I think that's the biggest change. You know, you look at personnel, and there's nobody to change on the offensive line. You know, the running backs are fine. Dylan Sampson started to get more touches recently anyway. What do you do at receiver? And if Cedric Tillman comes back this week, as Kevin Stefanski thought he would when we talked to him last week, I mean, that's an addition to your receiver room, but I just don't know who else you can put in. You know, is Luke Flory the answer? Is Caden Davis the answer off the practice squad? More Malachi Corley? I mean, those are the kind of options that the Browns have, and I just don't know if any of those options is great as you're trying to find a way to jumpstart this passing game.
All right, what are we doing tomorrow? Are they making any moves by 3 o'clock? I hear the story over the weekend, we're buyers, and I'm like, I'm not buying that for a minute. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it would make sense for them to try to get a receiver in there. I mean, I just laid out the reasons the receiver and core is not any good right now, and it's not very good. And I think if you're trying to evaluate these quarterbacks and figure out a way to win some games, adding a receiver would be a great idea. I don't know how feasible that is, you know, what you would have to give up to get one. Would you take a guy? You'd want a guy that's signed beyond this year. So I wouldn't rule that out for the Browns because I do think that makes sense, short-term and long-term. But I would think they'd be more likely to trade a piece or two. You know, I don't think we're going to see a blockbuster, but it wouldn't shock me if David Njoku or Shelby Harris and or, you know, Malik Collins, Wyatt Teller, like those kind of guys, older guys, most of those guys are in the last year of their contracts. I just think Andrew Berry will make a trade or two, but I wouldn't expect anything huge.
If anybody in their estimation is not going to be back here next year, Scott, I, with a record of 2-6, I have no hesitation about trading anybody who I don't think will be here next year. Do you?
Well, I get your point, Jeff, and I'm leaning toward agreeing with you. However, you know, you are still trying to win some games. You're trying to evaluate this coaching staff. You're trying to evaluate these quarterbacks. So I just don't think you can give away guys that are key contributors. Like, if you trade Wyatt Teller for a sixth-round draft pick, is that sixth-round pick really going to help? Whereas the guy that replaces him, we assume, is a step down because he's not starting, and Dylan Gabriel isn't protected, or Shedeur Sanders is protected.
Now, see, I agree with you on that. To me, if you're going to trade a guy who's playing for you for a sixth, you're just wasting your time, and you're not helping your team at all.
I agree, and I think that goes for most guys that I mentioned. Even David Njoku. David Njoku has a huge role in this team as a blocker in the run and the pass games. They would miss him if they traded him. So the value you get in return has to be worth worsening your team for the final nine games. And I get that they're probably not going to the playoffs, but I do think you have to keep that in mind. So I don't think I'm trading one of those type of players for anything below, you know, a fourth round, third round pick. Like, that would be my goal. I just don't value those fifth and sixth and seventh rounders. I'm sure I don't value them as much as Andrew Berry, and it would not be enough for me to just have some kind of quote-unquote fire sale.
You think there are players out there that they wish they could have drafted who they might be able to get for some of their excess picks in the fifth round and beyond next year?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope, right? I mean, we always go back to that Amari Cooper trade where they got Amari Cooper for a fifth round pick. Now you got to be willing to pay a guy a lot of times, but the, you know, Haslams don't have an issue with that. I'm sure that that's the goal of adding those late middle and late round picks. But that doesn't always come to fruition and you wind up with all these picks, and I get that there's value in them, right? You can package them to move up or down. You can use one to get a pick in the future round, right? If you trade one during the 26th draft for a 27th pick. Like, I get that there is value to them. I just don't think there's enough value to give away really prized players.
What's the goal for the rest of the season? I know it's a big, broad question, but I just, what's the goal? I'm sitting here trying to figure this out with the quarterbacks. Fans want to see Shedeur Sanders. What is the goal?
Well, I'm having a hard time separating the wins and losses versus the bigger picture, because every Sunday and every Monday, people are mad when the Browns lose and the offense doesn't score. So it can't all be about the future. If it is all about the future, then we have to stop talking about these games like they matter.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that's the way you approach an NFL season. And we're judging Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry on wins and losses. So do they not matter this year? I think that's a really key point. So I do think wins and losses matter. I think there's games on the schedule that the Browns should win, or at least have a really good chance to win, starting with Sunday against the Jets,
yep,
and then they have the Titans, and they have the Raiders, right? Three teams with records the same as theirs or worse than theirs. So there's a chance to win games even if you're not, you know, going to the playoffs. And I do think that's important. And then it's about evaluating these young guys, and that starts with both quarterbacks who, you know, unless they get on a run, I would expect we see Shedeur Sanders at some point, relatively soon, I would think. And then it's the rest of these young guys, you know, and okay, can this guy step in? Is he really a foundational piece? Does Dylan Sampson have what it takes to be the number two that, you know, when they drafted him, I think they wanted him to be, but I'm not sold on that yet. I think that's the second part of this evaluation period from the last nine games.
Scott Petrak joining us from the Chronicle Telegram, brownzone.com, where you can find all of Scott's work, and that does a great job of covering the team. You just said unless they go on a run, is that the only?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The way Dylan Gabriel hangs on to this thing and keeps Shadur off the field, because I'll be honest, Scott, I think you do. I know I do. I think Andy does. I'd love to see Shadur Sanders right. play. I want to see some answers. However, I'd rather see great quarterback play from the guy who's playing quarterback right now. How can Dylan keep Shadur off the field, or can he not?
Yeah, I think the easiest way is if they went on a run. And, you know, if he starts winning games, if they start winning games with him at quarterback, then it's awfully difficult to make that switch,
especially
if they remain in the playoff discussion, right? At least when it's possible and nobody seems to be running away with the division. So I think that's the easiest way. Now, if Gabriel starts to play really well, which he hasn't done, and they still lose, then I guess there's an argument to be made. Hey, he's a third-round pick. They have the two first-round picks next year. You know, everybody thinks, or at least I think, they're lined up to take a quarterback. Do you need to see more of Gabriel to get a fuller evaluation? And I understand that. And then the third factor would be the preparedness of Shadur Sanders. And I don't mean, like, from a he's not working hard enough standpoint. I mean, is he ready? Is he ready to go execute what the Browns need him to do? And if they don't think he is inside the building, then that's another reason you stick with Gabriel. But I think even then, the math changes at some point where it's just like, you have to see what you have. Put him on the field. Maybe he's a gamer. You know, even if he's not, hasn't maybe shown what you want to see in practice, maybe it comes out in the game. And I think at some point, the season is enough of a lost cause that there's no damage in putting in Shadur Sanders.
Is that, like, what's the trigger, though, that's going to make this thing, like, everything you laid out, I totally agree with. I think the same thing. I don't know what the trigger is going to be. And if you go back to Kevin's press conference last week, he didn't sound like he was budging on what they're doing at quarterback.
He didn't, but, you know, they're also heading into the bye, and I think he just wanted to quiet that conversation. Like, I think for being around Kevin now for going on 6 years, like, he wants to quiet that as early as he can. And then when he has to switch it, he'll switch it. Like, he didn't talk about Joe Flacco getting benched. And then one day he left the door open, and then 2 days or the next day was the move, right? So I think that's just how he operates. I think the trigger, it makes, if the Browns keep losing and Dylan Gabriel continues to struggle, then to me it's like three more games. He's starting for three more games. That would give him seven starts, and then it would give Shadur Sanders, assuming he stayed healthy, the final six games. It feels like an equitable split. You saw a pretty good chunk of Dylan Gabriel, not that seven games is the end-all, but at least it's seven games, almost half a season. Then you give Shadur Sanders a pretty good run. And, you know, when I talk about him not being ready, that's just because when the Browns drafted him, they thought he had a long way to go, right? The whole learning Mandarin from learning English. He didn't come from a complicated system. So I know that he's closed that gap, and I'm sure he's way closer to being ready, or maybe he's ready, and he says he is, right, to be the guy. I just haven't heard the Browns go out and say that, yes, we're ready to put him in. But when they make that switch, if they make that switch, I'm sure that that would be their talking point, and they would feel he is ready to go operate their offense. So if things don't change, you know, I don't think it goes longer than 3 or 4 more weeks with Dylan Gabriel.
Huh. Scott, you think they take a quarterback next year with one of those first-round picks? I think they take one with one of those first-round picks. We'll see if they do. But I will say, this doesn't feel right to me. Does this feel right to you, or could you see adjusting? Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, somebody they take with a first-round pick, and Deshaun Watson going into the offseason program together?
That does not feel right to me.
It doesn't, does it?
No. No, and, you know, I mean, Watson's the first thing that doesn't feel right. Like, I've always thought that this coming offseason would be when they parted ways and they decided to, you know, take their medicine with the huge salary cap hit. But even both Gabriel and Sanders, I don't know if that's, you know, especially if you draft a guy in the first round, like, I just don't know if that's the composition of your quarterback room. Yeah, it just doesn't feel right at first blush.
I agree. Could you see one of the two young guys here now, Dylan or Shedeur, being traded in the offseason?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of market there would be, but I could certainly see that. You know, and we have to keep in mind that who knows who's going to be making these decisions, right? I mean, if it's Andrew Berry and it's the current regime, then we know that they like Dylan Gabriel more than Shedeur Sanders coming out. And that opinion could change at any time. It could change in the last part of the season if Sanders plays great, right? Maybe in their minds he moves up. Maybe Gabriel's fallen off enough in their minds. But we know that that's how they felt, at least, you know, in April, and I think, well, even until now, right, because he's been ahead of Shedeur Sanders on the depth chart. So I would think that Sanders would be more likely to be traded given that history. But if it's a different coach and a different GM, they could have a completely different evaluation of Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. So I just think it's way too early to forecast that.
Scott Petrak's joining us from the Chronicle-Telegram. So you get a division where you're 3 games back, Scott. Number-wise, okay, you know, mathematically you still might be in it. We haven't seen anything out of this offense that makes us think that they're still in it. So if you're Kevin Stefanski, are you trying to win games? Are you trying to look at talent? Do you think they've received word from management ownership that they're good to go for next year? Or do you think that's still hanging out there? Because it might affect the way you do some things. I don't know.
Sure. Well, I think the coach is always trying to win. Now, you could still try to win and play younger guys, and that's an organizational decision. And we've seen that. I mean, they already got 14 rookies right on the roster. They're already playing a bunch of young guys.
Yeah.
I don't know how much younger they could get. I mean, we could pick a couple spots. No, okay, you know, do you really want to see Zach Zinter and sit down one of your high-paid guards? I mean, I don't know how much sense that makes, but that is out there, right? He's a young guy you haven't seen. So I don't know about that. But when it comes to – just because they're so young as it is. When it comes to the assurance – I don't think they've gotten that assurance. I know that the Haslams have said all along that they really like Berry and Stefanski, and, you know, they favor continuity, and they trust these guys, and they know they're smart. But I don't think they've been told, yes, you're coming back regardless. And I just think that's not the reality. Even if they had been told that, and they finished 2-15 after 3-14, and we already know how the fans are feeling about this season, that's a hard sell. So I think there's plenty of time for the Haslams to change their minds. And I don't think this decision will be made until we get much closer or till the end of the season.
Scott, thank you, buddy. Enjoy practice.
Thanks,
it's always fun. Scott Petrak joining us on the fan hotline from the Chronicle-Telegram Brown Zone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.